You enjoy the off day yesterday? Get a little rest and relaxation before this week three preseason gets underway?
It was a good day. You know, we get some time to spend with the family and play with the kids and be at home for a little bit. But, you know, it doesn't come often in camp, so it's kind of nice when you get it.
This is week, by the way, the first time you guys are together as starters. You know, that first game you guys weren't out there this week. Was it just good to get back into the games after everything that happened in the offseason, wondering when football was going to start? You had your first action here this week.
Yeah, you know, it's the same feelings that come up before every game. And, you know, you just want to get out there and perform well and, you know, play the game. You know, you practice against these guys every day. It's nice to hit someone else in a different color uniform. So it was fun. You know, I think we got you know, a lot of things we need to work on and get better, but for a starting point, you know, I think we got some things to work with.
Did it have a different, just because, you know, usually week one, you're out there, right, in preseason, the starters usually go out there, Tom's out there for a quarter. You had to wait a week, you know, and that's what I'm saying, like a difference in the offseason, waiting a week where you just kind of like, just hurry up and let me get out there more this week than ever.
Well, you always want to play, especially when you come into the building and you feel the atmosphere. Yeah. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, your adrenaline kicks in, but those are all coaches' decisions, and you know, we go by what he says and how long we play, and everybody's ready to play for 60 minutes no matter what.
You said it was good to get out there and hit some different colored uniforms. As a group, how do you think the offensive line performed when you guys were in there majority of that first half?
You know, I think for the most part we were okay. You know, obviously it's early on and we got a long ways to go, and you know, we got, you know, things that we're rusty at and got to get better at, and recognizing and, you know, just getting into the flow of the game and the feel of the game. And you know, preseason one thing, and you know, the regular season's a notch up. So you know, we definitely, you know, did some good things, but you know, it's preseason, so we gotta keep going.
Nate Solder now has had a couple games under his belt, first time with that first unit, and you know, he wasn't protecting, you know, Brian Hoyer around Ryan Mallett. It was Tom Brady back there. I mean, when you look at his performance, do you think going into that game he was kind of thinking that a little bit more? And how do you think he did?
You know, I think he's done a solid job, you know, and he's just one of those guys that, you know, comes into work and tries to get better and do what's asked of him. And as a rookie, that's really all you can do. And, you know, it's where, you know, we go from here basically as an offense and as a team, you know, how really it's going to go. So, you know, not only just Nate, you know, we just all have to collectively get better. And, you know, as a rookie coming in, you know, I'm sure there's some jitters, but that's natural.
The offense in that first half put up spectacular numbers, got the ball in the end zone consistently. With the short amount of time you've had to get ready for this season, how different it's been, no OTAs, no mini camps, was there any level of surprise just how much the offense seemed to click right out of the gate on Thursday night?
You know, I don't know about click. You know, I think, you know, there's definitely some things in there that we need to work on. But, you know, I think we've got a veteran core here, and we know what's expected of us. And, you know, when we go out on the field, our job is to score. And it doesn't matter if it's preseason or regular season. And, you know, we play a certain way, and the coaches expect that.
Well, I think Gerald McCoy of Tampa Bay was very impressed. I don't know if you heard it or not, but I would play some of that sound that Gerald McCoy after the Patriots game.
I'm telling you, man, they came out, huddle, they turn around, huddle, snap, come up, oh, there's the mic, go. I was like, dang, hey, Mr. Brady, can we line up? He's like, no, you're not gonna line up. Oh, nope. When we turned around one time, I turned back around, and my hand was going to the grass. And they like, huh? I said, no.
Seemed like he was very impressed with you guys, the timing of it.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, that's good. You know, we want to play fast. We want to play at our pace. And, you know, if we can get the defense feeling like that more on a consistent basis, you know, coming up, you know, hopefully, you know, we're winning some games.
Oh, we're joking about that, but how would that be taken, you know, if a Patriot came out after a game and said, boy, that other team was pretty quick. We wanted to ask the quarterback to slow down. Said that to the media after a loss in a preseason game.
I don't know if many guys in there would be saying that, but, you know, it's two totally different organizations. You know, I'm sure he was, you know, kidding, you know, trying to have some fun with the media. So, it's pretty funny.
Now, when you look at this, look at that game. Obviously, everybody's impressed with the timing of that offense and how you guys seem to click in that first half. But a lot of people took away the different philosophy of what it seems like in that defense, you know, attacking defense. You heard McCoy, his comments. When you go up against this attacking defense and what we saw them do to Tampa Bay, do you guys as a unit sit back and say, wow, this is a different defense that we played in the past and something that offensive lines are really going to struggle with trying to contain?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, the guys that they have on the defense, you know, they got, you know, big physical guys that can move. And, you know, we play against our guys, you know, every day, and it's a challenge for us. So, you know, it's really a challenge for any offensive line going against our guys, and hopefully they can continue to play and get better. But, you know, it's just one of those things where those guys out, you know, on the other side of the ball, they got to do their job and continue to grow.
When you look at Tom getting back there for the first time, and he didn't play in that first game, and, you know, he's trying to get back into a rhythm as the whole offense is, was it just getting right back into it? Did it feel like, hey, we've been off for 4, 5, 6 months? Did it feel natural just getting right back to it, you hearing him in the huddle and calling out that offense from play one?
You know, I mean, that comes back pretty quick. You know, hearing him make the play calls and, you know, the speed and tempo of the game. You know, it's different from practice, but when you get in the game, you sort of feel it and adjust to it. But, you know, it felt pretty good being back out there, and it was a long time coming. Mm.
You know, you look at that Tampa D, you know, a lot of young guys, a lot of early guys, second, third year, first-round picks. I mean, this game coming up this week, Dominic and Sue, you know, Kyle Vanderbosch. I mean, you look at those two guys as a challenge, as a good challenge for us. It's preseason, yet going up against some of the, you know, couple of the best defensive linemen in the game.
It's a great challenge. You know, those guys, we played against them last year, and, you know, they're tremendous players. They got a lot of great players on that defense. They play that attacking style. Coming on Saturday, I think we play Saturday night.
Saturday night, national television,
yeah.
Too.
It would be a great challenge for us, and really, you know, another step in our, you know, in our quest.
You guys are so focused here. Deion said he didn't get a chance to watch a lot of football, especially in the preseason, elsewhere, besides what's going on here. Did you happen to see Ndamukong Suh when he grabbed Andy Dalton, the quarterback for the Bengals, in preseason one, picked him up like a rag doll and threw him to the ground? Does that get on the radar at all? Does Bill show you how physical he was out of the game?
Just playing against him, you know, we know how physical and, you know, what a talent he is. I haven't seen that play, you know, just knowing him as a football player, you know, he's a great player.
Now, Albert Haynesworth, we talked about him being on that sideline Saturday. He's got the hat on. You know, with him being around this team, obviously he's got things going on outside of the game. You know, you'd imagine people questioning whether he's on the field, whether he's off the field. Is he involved? Safe to say he's in those meetings. He's looking at that defense. He's pretty much knows what's expected of him when he gets on that field.
I'm not in the defensive meetings. So, you know, I think, you know, Albert's, you know, day to day, you know, he's fighting something, and when he can be back out there, he'll be back there. And you know, I really don't know the situation. I don't know. I don't even know what's hurt on him. They don't tell us much.
You went back. You talked about things that went well in that game, and you knew there were things immediately, probably on the field, that didn't go well. Is a film session in the preseason for your positional group, that offensive line, is it treated the same way you treat it regular season? You guys look at every play, every snap, and try to figure out, okay, here's where we did well, here's where we can get better. Is it the same in preseason that it would be for regular season game?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you come in, you know, you watch the game as it unfolds, every play, critique it, and, you know, try and get better as a player. But, you know, there's no difference between how we evaluate a preseason game and a regular season game.
All right, so you're off yesterday. You're back to work today. You got a national TV game coming up on Saturday night.
Yeah.
No. Got the Lions and Ndamukong Suh.
It's a good game.
We appreciate it. Dan, thank you so much for stopping by.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Patriots Monday, Mutt and Lou. We're broadcasting live here at Gillette Stadium. We'll take a break. Get back to your phone calls at 617-779-0850 here on Sports Radio.